Well, you there? I lost you.
Yeah, can you? Sorry about that, man. Yeah, I was in my shop in my basement.
No, you're all good.
So actually, I was going to call you about three things, and then I just like kind of backed out of them all the last second because it's been hectic. So I do have a customer for a stove. To be honest with you, I hate asking anybody for anything that I'm not sure they're going to buy, and they're like real back and forth. But if they do decide, I guess I've got you on the phone now. We're looking for like a 160 to 170, like GH iClean natural.
Okay. Yeah, I literally just had a list of these put together. Like eight to 11,000.
In that range, okay.
Yeah, hold on. I can. That's like on the higher end of like the. So for example, like if you just want above a carinite, like a 160 GSI 1 triple X.
Yeah.
It's 9,200.
Okay.
But if you dropped on SI 2, like I would be picky for you. I've got a bunch of 170 HSI 2s. That are triple X none, and those are 7,700. Way different.
Okay,
price point.
That's good to know.
Yeah, and I have a bunch of
items. Are wild lately.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Well, they're cheaper, but you've got a lot of shit out there too. But
yeah.
If you can be around 10, I can get into the 180s, low twos.
All right, cool. Did I tell you I left the hugs?
Yeah.
Okay, just make sure I did that. So.
No, I talked to Steve, and he's
yeah.
Like, you know, and I didn't really get into much. I was like, hey, it's just serendipitous. You were calling me, and I was, you know, I was talking to Kevin, and I know that you're not affiliated. And he was like, yeah, it's all good. It's literally all he said.
Yeah. Funny enough, I still do all their setting work. They contract me.
Right.
So
they're still working.
Yeah.
You're still working with them, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sort of. I just don't know if I told you or not. Like, I'm trying
yeah.
to make sure everybody knows. So, like, because I handled a lot of their business. And people would call me, like, hey, man, Steve hasn't paid me yet. And I'm like, hey, guys, I don't work for Steve anymore.
Right.
The next one I was
he paid.
Good, because, like, it's not just you. You're not the only one who's called in the past.
Okay, I got you. That's
like,
a little bit
hey,
slow.
Man. Yeah, they're like, what about this memo? And I'm like, not my problem. I pay you guys as soon as I sell things.
Right, exactly.
So the next one, which I might actually not need, which is another reason I, like, hung up when I did, I'm moving – I found a storefront for my company.
Shit, yeah, dude. That's awesome.
They were wanting just some professional references to make sure, like, hey, does Kevin buy stuff from you? And, like, does he pay? But I was like, shit, I haven't been able to buy a diamond in, like – I haven't done diamond fucking anything. And, God, it's been, like, 6 or 7 months or longer. So I felt
yeah.
bad asking.
No, no, that's fine. I mean, there's only some things that I can share. But
yeah.
You can give them my information, or if they need like something like superficial, they talk
yeah.
to Katie, and I can
okay.
talk to her. Yeah, I can talk to her.
Yeah, I think they're not a real real estate agent. It's just this old couple whose parents owned like a grocery store, and then when they passed, he turned it into a dental studio, and then it's been there for 3 years since he retired, and they haven't used it. And I literally use all of the same gas lines and air lines that he had for his dental studio. So it's like. Just kind of perfect, just a little bit bigger
awesome.
And more expensive than I wanted to pay.
Well,
half the kit is
the same tooling anyway, right? Like
yeah,
all the
yeah,
people
yeah.
are like, sometimes I'll buy dentistry tools because they're cheaper because they're not jewelry tools or vice versa.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
yeah.
You put the name on it,
so like,
Dremel to Dremel.
Yeah, so I gave them a couple different places and, like, mostly gave them people that I do work for so they, like, would know, like, hey, this guy actually has income, but I'll keep that in mind. And the next one is, do you guys do, and this is weird for me because, like, I've never done this, do you do any kind of long-term memo if I needed a few things to throw in a case
so,
just, like, while I'm getting this place together?
We do. It's called our RDI Select Program, but if you're getting, like, a loan to open up the business, this is how I recommend. Okay, well, the only way that we do long-term is with, like,
mm-hmm.
you got to put skin in the game. So we do, like, a $30,000 to $50,000 commitment, and then we load you up with basics, like we load you up with, like, an actual diamond wallet. That's the 30 to 40. And then we match that in long-term memo of whatever you want. So, like, I did it with a couple of my stores, and, you know, it's wild. Like, they're like, dude, I don't want lab-grown, but I don't want to keep shipping it back and forth. So
yeah.
they bought 50 grand in loose natural, and I gave them a fuck ton of lab grown. Or, hey, I want to start selling bigger diamonds, but I don't want to spend $16,000 on a 2-carat that I might not sell. They bought their bread and butter from me for 50, and I matched that with a bunch of bigger stuff. So that the memo side of it, the long-term memo side, is up to you.
Yeah.
You want jewelry, you want more loose, you want lab, whatever. You want big right-hand rings, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not opposed to that. Like, I could look at, like, you got to make money. You can't just be like, hey, all my inventory's in these people's store, and we are just not selling it or knowing if it exists. So, like, I'm fine with that. I just got to figure out what I need and how it all works, because I didn't plan on any of that. I didn't plan on having a store. It was going to be by appointment only, no inventory. You know, might buy a few diamonds here and there just to keep on hand, but now I have 1,660 square feet potentially, and I'm like, well, I've got to put cases in that. I can't just...
If you're interested in that kind of investment, we're the right people to do it with, because on that 50K, and you're actually in the best position to do it because you're brand new, right? So you've got to figure out what your market actually sells. You buy from anybody else, they're going to play hot potato with you. They're going to give you 50 grand in inventory, and it's going to be inventory that they pick, not what you pick, and you're going to be stuck with it. If you buy 50K in ramps from us, you say, all right, get my 3/4 carats I haven't touched. Send them back to me. You get dollar for dollar trade. So, like, or let's say you just went nuts and went, you know what, I'm buying off $50,000 one diamond. I'm going to put it right dead center in my showroom. Oh, lo and behold, that $50,000 diamond didn't sell. You send it back to me. I give you $50,000 in trade towards any number of pieces. You can't pick a business or a company that offers more flexibility than us. Like, I just took a diamond back with one of my select partners. I sold it to him 2 years ago. It was a 140 JVS1. It was $7,300. I took it back, and now it's in my inventory for $4,200. No other vendor will do that. They'll say go pound salt, right? But we're only interested in turn. So if you can't sell it, you bought it from us, we'll sell it. You know what I mean? We'd rather have it back and give you what you do need. So if you're looking to build a store, we're the guys. And you're already familiar with it. And, you know.
Yeah, I've used you guys forever. I mean, I've used you guys all the way back before Rogers.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And what was funny, you know, I actually mentioned you to my CEO, those Cubans you made.
Yeah,
he was like, Carol, why the hell didn't we provide that? I'm like, look at Armelli. Have you been in Armelli lately? he's like, but that's what I want to do. I want to provide him with all that Melli. He wants to do everything, you know. And,
Dude, I'm telling you, my Melli prices, man, are good. They would be hard to fucking beat.
But it's also, I mean, he can do it. He just doesn't. You know what I mean? Like, he's interested in the big pieces, but he's also seeing that there's opportunity that he's missing out on. It's not that he can't go toe-to-toe, we just don't, you know.
Man,
but
the guys that I get my Melli from, they sell diamonds and crap. It's Bluestone Trading. Do you know who they are in Columbus?
Who is it?
Like, Bluestone Trading Company. It's like a small family diamond company.
No, I'm not familiar with them. But they do
Melli? They're not rich, though. Like, they sell diamonds like you guys and Melli, but, like, I don't know where they're getting it from. But the stuff is beautiful. It's natural. It's all, like, excellent cut. It all comes calibrated. Like, I don't have to worry about, like, one being the wrong size.
That's what we're different in. Like, all of our parcels are mic'd perfectly. You don't have to worry about it being laced with lab-grown. And you're also or with inferior goods. That's what they love to do. They like to take GHVSs and then sneak in an I-1. Oh, you won't know.
Yeah.
You won't know.
Y'all, dude, I look at that shit, too.
That's the whole point, right? They're like, oh, well, we'll just throw in some lower color shit. He'll never know. No, he'll probably know.
It's all colorless. It's all colorless VS, excellent cut, Melli, and I pay $500 to $550 a carat.
And if you're happy with that, that's perfect. But if you need to fill cases, and not just that, if you partner with us and you need other stuff like finished jewelry, like fashion pieces, now you got access to MDJ as well. And MDJ handles all of our estate. So if you got somebody that comes in and you want to buy something, but you're like, I don't want to buy this and put it in my case, you just take photos of it, send it to Dominic, and Dominic will all make you an offer on it. Like, and he's super fair when it comes to that stuff.
Cool. I know you guys have vintage crap.
Oh, like, insane. Oh, God. Like, we've got really cool pieces with provenance. We've got, 1900s pieces all the way up to replicable, everyone wants that Art Deco look. So we have things that we've replicated that are just jackets for like studs or pendants or rings and stuff like that. So I'll give you the link for MDJ as well, but that's more of like estate, but also like if like he's got Tacori mountings on there. He's got, you know, new old stock, I guess you would call it, the never been worn like from buyouts and stuff. That's the kind of stuff that you could use to fill your case. It would be very difficult. It would be very difficult to we could try filling your case with just loose diamonds.
They don't
take a lot of space.
I've come to find out that I have a really big card in here since now. Honestly why we haven't had many conversations. I mean, dude, I've sold 3 Paribas, 2 of them over $60,000 in the last 4 months. I just sold a $19,000 Savrite Garnet. High cost. I sold it for $36,000. Just like everybody around here is just like, it's color. And it's crazy because it doesn't start that way. It's just like one of my customers who's followed me for years is like, hey, I want a Paribas. And I'm like, all right, let's do it. They're expensive. She says, I don't care. I made it for her. Then her friend hit me up and she's like, hey, I want one of those. And I was like, great. And then her friend's cousin hit me up and she's like, hey, I didn't know anybody in Cincinnati had this stuff. I always traveled to Chicago and New York for this stuff. And then I sold something to her. And then, you know, the other person hit me back up. They're like, hey, I want a Savarite now. And I'm just like, look, I was like, I'm not going to tell you anything. I was like, I hate setting all this stuff. But, you know, I mean, if that's what it is,
but,
it's what it
but
is.
But do you see your store as, like, do you want to be bridal forward? Like, do you
want
a lot of bridal?
To just make things. Look, I like making stuff, you know, and that's why I like the relationship.
Well, no, I'm not saying having 300 ring cases. No, I'm saying, like, having a smart selection of loose. Because, I'm sorry, the phone keeps breaking up, so I can't tell if you're interested or if you're not interested.
No, I am. I mean...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, you're good. No, I like the idea of that, because I guess what I'm getting at is I can't make everything all the time.
Right, yeah.
You know, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, man, look, I'll think about that because I want to get in the store. I have to build it out, and once I build it all out, I see where my money's at. But I understand putting money in. I'm not against that.
Okay.
I just have to figure out, like, what do I have to put in?
Yeah, and
I
we're flexible on that too, right? Like, we understand, especially, like, I go to them, and I'm like, listen, building a store, and I'd like to think that this would be a great partnership. You and I have already been working together for, like, on and off for, what, 6 years? So,
yeah, round about.
You know, like, to help you build that store, like, shit, dude, I'd come down and do a grand opening with you. Like,
yeah.
I'd come and stand behind the counter and look pretty for a day. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
You wanted to do a trunk show, we'd be there. You want Donna to come down with a bunch of estate pieces, we'd be there. It's a true partnership. And that's actually kind of new for us. We built our bones on the call business. Like, you know, like I used to help. But now we've transitioned to more stock and long-term because – you know, especially with the way the industry's going, it's just really freaking frustrating. You know, everyone gets dropped for a dollar and a decimal. We're more interested in the partnership aspect. I'm going to take care of you. You take care of me. So
No. I mean, that's how I am. I only use 2 diamond companies. It's you and Bluestone. And I use 2 gemstone companies. And I make everything else myself. So I'm a very much a creature of habit and loyalty. It's just there's not been any calls for diamonds, honestly.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Which I hate to say, but just lab and gold is really fucking right now.
But it's not forever. It's not forever. So, you know, but cool, man. Well, yeah, let me know if you need a carat and a half. I'll get one out to you. And anything else you need from me? Again, my apologies. My phone is shit. I can barely hear. I think I've already lost you again. If you can hear me, you've got my cell phone. Shoot me a text. Or I'll just shoot you a text, Kevin. I'm sorry. I lost you again. Bye-bye.